I'm really excited about it. So Beth McGrath is our Deputy Chief Management Officer at the Department of Defense. I guess if you were in a different federal agency, that would probably be the Undersecretary of Management position. In DOD, it's called the Deputy Chief Management Officer, and I'll be her deputy. So I'll be the Assistant Deputy Chief Management Officer, and it's a job that really kind of plays to my passions. The rise of chief management officers in federal agencies and the kind of portfolio that they have is all about the sort of strategy work that I like. Strategy, vision, performance management, business process change, the operations of the department, and so it's going to be great fun, and it's going to, I think, be a great way to get to that part of maybe a classic CIO agenda that's always been sort of my strength.
Well, as I was reading about your job, it seems like IT still integrated in there in a lot of ways, actually.
Absolutely, yeah. The DCMO is responsible for all of the business systems and business processes of the department, so. So yeah, all the big IT systems, and again, the interesting part about, like, how do you optimize the processes so that you can insert technology effectively in them and deliver capabilities more rapidly in the future. So it's going to be a great ride, and I can't wait to go do it. Although I still have a little bit of time left here in the CIO world as I hold down the fort as we wait for our new CIO to come.
And that's been part of the buzz around the community is, okay, when is this actually happening? When do you start this new gig?
Well, as I said, so the goal is that we're still hoping that Terry Takei will come on board and be the Department of Defense CIO, and so I'm going to hang around here and keep the place going until she shows up, and hopefully that'll be in another month or so. They're just finalizing job offers and all that kind of stuff, but hopefully she'll be here in another month or month and a half, and then I'll start the new adventure then.
And so California, she's currently the California CIO, been Michigan CIO. She's still, they withdrew the nomination, and everyone gasped, and so the anticipation is that she's still going to be the DOD CIO.
Yeah, it's one of those stories where there's a lot of consternation, and so people have sort of connected dots maybe in ways that they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
So the Secretary of Defense, in announcing all of his efficiency work, did say that he was going to get rid of the position known as the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Networks and Information Integration. And, of course, people that held that job also were double-hatted as the DOD CIO. But he's not getting rid of the DOD CIO position. In fact, in all of his comments that he's made publicly, both he and the Deputy Secretary and the Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff have all said how committed they are that they will still have a DOD CIO, that the DOD CIO will still work for the Secretary, be here on the staff, and will be strengthened and made more effective as a result of this reorganization. So Terry's nomination as the Assistant Secretary, the Senate-confirmed position that's gone away, had to be withdrawn, but that was just a formality to get to the place to now offer her a job as the DOD CIO. And so like I said, there was a memo that came out a month or so ago that talked about things to consider. But people have sort of taken that as a literal interpretation, and so everybody needs to sort of stay tuned. There's a lot of analysis work going on right now, but again, the goal is that we'll have a DOD CIO team that's strengthened and has all the tools and authorities that they need to get the job done. By doing this reorganization work, we'll take a look at U.S. Cyber Command, make sure that they have all the tools that they need to do operations well. We'll look at the acquisition and engineering work that's done by places like DISA, and we'll look for places to eliminate duplication and strengthen and make things more effective. But it's not a story about the DOD CIO team goes away or moves to some other agency.
Well, and I think that was a bit of the concern out there, was that that all of a sudden this meant a lesser role for IT at DOD.
Right. And that's just not the case. And like I said, so everybody wants to know the answer, but that'll take another month or two. So there is a lot of analysis work going on about looking at all the functions that are performed by all these organizations that have information management related responsibilities. But again, all you have to do is look at the Deputy Secretary of Defense testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee early last week, and go back and look at the transcript. He was very adamant about when we're done, there will still be a CIO team reporting to the Secretary of Defense, and that the goal will be to have them have, a more effective and strengthened portfolio and the right set of responsibilities. So people, are sort of connecting dots and making it sound like the team's going away, and that's not the case. We are, of course, looking for efficiencies, and the Secretary's been adamant about that, too. But I think that the goal will be that you could actually do two things at once. You can actually get the right organizations, you know, get the right work in the right organizations so that you can be more effective about creating this information enterprise that's integrated across DoD, while you also could get rid of some duplication of effort and get some efficiencies out of it too.
And there's been a lot of talk about, hold on, do we, if we're trying to integrate, if we're trying to bring all this stuff together, do we need all these different organizations? Why not essentially streamline it a little bit?
And that's right.
That seems to be what they're trying to do to some degree.
Yes. Yeah, so you can imagine that people are working real hard now on, so what would that right organization look like? And I think there's sort of some, you know, some pillars of goodness that you can count on, right? There's still a CIO. The CIO has a team. The CIO works directly for the secretary. There's the U.S. Cyber Command that has, you know, has responsibilities for operating and defending the network. There's a need for acquisition and engineering work, the kind of things that DISA does. And so take a look at all those organizations, look at the work that's done on the joint staff and at other places in the headquarters here, and make sure that we really align resources and responsibilities the right way to be effective and efficient too.
I'm going to ask you to, and I don't mean this to be an obituary, but this is a change of jobs.
It's a change in life for me. Yeah.
That's right. All of a sudden, the world will stop. But you've been ostensibly the DoD CIO for because there hasn't been one for a long time now.
And even when John Grimes was here, you know, he was kind enough to, you know, let me look after the CIO portfolio as his deputy. So it's been 4 years, 4 years here, and it's been a great ride.
And talk about, because a lot has happened in 4 years and a lot has been accomplished. What do you chalk up as things that you go, oh my goodness, look at, I never thought I would get that done and we did it.
Yeah, well, it's been a great ride, you know, and apparently 4 years is my statute of limitations because I did 4 years as the Navy deputy CIO,
yeah.
Then 4 years as the Navy CIO, and now 4 years as the DoD CIO. And somebody was reminding me that the day before yesterday was the 10th anniversary of the issuance of the very first DoD Common Access Card, our smart card with PKI credentials.
Wow.
So that one, you know, getting that one done and getting that in place and having 3.5 million people use the power of smart cards and PKI has been a great accomplishment that I've been thrilled to be a part of. Some of the things that I'm really excited about is this transition to a world that where we'll move away from big IT systems and we'll look at web services and how you can separate data out. So the work that's been done in different parts of DoD to do things like the Maritime Domain Awareness Data Service and Blue Force Tracking and finding IEDs and all of these things that are sort of happening very rapidly because people are recognizing that, you know, if you can expose data from authoritative sources, you can overlay them on Google Earth immediately and create things where I can now stick my smart card into any DoD computer and see any commercial harbor in the world, drill into the cargoes and crews. That kind of a change is pretty profound. This idea about recognizing that security has to look differently in the future, that it's okay to let people go to the Internet, and that you need to help them go to the Internet securely rather than thinking your security strategy will be about blocking access. So moving away from the world where we were trying to block access to places like YouTube or MySpace and stuff and saying instead, you know, we're going to help people have the right skills and be trained and put the right technical solutions in place to allow them to use these Web 2.0 tools to get their job done. The work that we've done to recognize that open source has a place and shouldn't just be avoided but should be looked at. And how do you create things in a world with that's more like the Android or the iPhone where you build apps quickly and post them so they can be reused? I've been thrilled recently with the work that's been done on the Net Generation Workforce and helping people to understand how you're going to hire and retract and retain the workforce for the future. And at the same time, we've been able to save a lot of cash by doing things like leveraging our buying power to do enterprise licensing agreements and stuff like that. So there's a lot of good stuff. And like I said, I just kind of been excited to be along for the ride on it.
And it's amazing how just agility seems to be what everyone's striving for these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And so because I will no longer be the CIO guy, I will also be stepping down from the Federal CIO Council, where I've been the vice chair for 5 years and participating in the council for 8 or 9 years. So that'll be a change for me, too.
Before we let you go, I got to ask you, because you get credit for the idea that I had to come up with the Federal News Radio Book Club, because every time I'm around you, I just bring my notebook and write down all the things you read. And so I can't let you get away with saying, what are you reading now?
I loved a book called Building the Bridge as You Walk on It by Robert Quinn, the guy who wrote Deep Change a decade or so ago.
Yeah.
Sense of Urgency by John Cotter. I think we talked about trust with you before, you know, and trust and urgency, I think, are the two critical issues facing organizations today. We read a book with my team a couple months ago that I hate the title. It's called Five Dysfunctions of a Team, because I hate negative titles, but it's actually a really good book about, you know, how do you create highly functional and effective teams. And I'm about to start a book called Trusted Advisor, so I'll let you know how that one goes once I finish it.